It is 10:15, and this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jeff Mosher. It's 0 degrees and cloudy outside our East York studios. In the news today, the flooding just keeps getting worse for residents in Manitoba. The CBC reports that about 700 people have been evacuated after water went over dikes along the Assiniboine River. Flooding has been widespread this week, with parts of the region seeing the highest water levels in 150 years. The waters have receded, but the troubles are not over yet. Temperatures are expected to rise this week, and more snowmelt is expected. And more on the importance of water. According to Mary Burridge, curator of the Royal Ontario Museum, water is going to continue to be a hot commodity internationally as the growing population needs to be supplied fresh water to survive. The museum's latest exhibit on water discusses how Canadians compare with the rest of the world.
We have so much water, we don't really think about this, but in actual fact, Canadians are the second worst in the world as far as using water. And next to the Americans, I think we use about 260 liters a day. And it's, when you go to in areas where there's very little water, they use about 6 liters a day. So you can see we can certainly conserve a lot of water if we just put our minds to it.
Burridge said North Americans will have to learn to conserve water to meet the international needs for all countries. And more bad news for Fukushima, as two robots have found that radiation levels remain too high for repair crews to enter. According to the CBC, Japanese officials remain optimistic that their plan to stabilize the reactors and clean up the radiation can be completed by year's end. Officials said Monday that radiation had spiked in Unit 2 and that contaminated water was discovered elsewhere at the plant. They also admitted that for the first time, fuel pellets had partially melted. Officials say the damage could actually be worse since the robots weren't able to get past to see the interior. In election news, Jack Layton and Michael Ignatieff will both be in the GTA today. Layton will make an appearance in Toronto and then head south to Welland to finish the day. Ignatieff will start in Winnipeg before heading to Brampton for an afternoon rally, and Stephen Harper will start in Thunder Bay and make his way to Val d'Or in the evening. And if you hadn't noticed, Quebec Or's Sun News Network debuted yesterday. It becomes Canada's first 24-hour right-wing news network, and Yahoo reports Sun TV plans to shake up Canadians' views on politics. It has already begun as Ezra Levant rallied against the CBC, the CRTC, and then interviewed a Sun columnist last night. This is a good start to their reported shakeup. In sports, the Blue Jays learned that there is nothing like facing the Boston Red Sox to evaluate how your rebuild is going. The Jays lost the third of four games in Boston yesterday, getting pounded 9-1. Red Sox pitcher Daisuke Matsuzaka was elated with his great effort after a lackluster season last year. The Jays come home tonight to face the Yankees, with Kyle Drabek starting against former Jay A.J. Burnett. In NHL playoff news, Boston finally beat Montreal 4-2 last night. They trailed the series 2-1. In the other games, Philadelphia beat Buffalo, Pittsburgh beat Tampa Bay, and Detroit has pushed Phoenix to the brink of elimination with their win last night. In the NBA playoffs, the Chicago Bulls beat the Indiana Pacers 96-90 to take a 2-0 series lead, while Chris Bosh had another great game for the Miami Heat, scoring a double-double helping the Heat take a 2-0 series lead over the Philadelphia 76ers. In entertainment news, Nicolas Cage isn't letting a little legal trouble get in his way. The actor was back to work yesterday on his latest film, Medallion, after being bailed out of jail by Dwayne Chapman. Chapman is better known as Dog the Bounty Hunter. The 47-year-old Cage was arrested for domestic abuse and disturbing the peace in New Orleans on Saturday. Dog posted his $11,000 bond, saying he is a dedicated fan of Cage and was just doing his duty as a bail bondsman. Cage is scheduled to appear in court May 31st. And in more inspiring news, each year nearly 600 Canadians go off on a trip of a lifetime. They volunteer in different rent communities on sustainable and environmentally friendly living. As Observer Radio's Michelle Grace reports, Katimovic participants say it's the best thing they have ever done.
Katimovic was featured at Mountain Equipment Co-op, where the public was able to learn about the program. 20-year-old Leah Jensen from Toronto took part in this program in 2010, received the opportunity to travel and work in three different provinces.
So really just to get people more competent in certain parts of acting and volunteering and just doing activism, trying to get people to do stuff.
Katimovic, which means meeting place in the Inuit language, is a program that allows young people to do just that, meet throughout different Canadian cities. Focusing on eco-friendly, sustainable living, this government-funded program is a great opportunity to be connected with Canada. Katimovic allows for young people to volunteer throughout Canada, working for not-for-profit organizations. Jensen says it is also a great opportunity to meet many new friends.
My favorite part was definitely meeting all the people from across Canada. There's 10 people in each group, and they're from all across the country. So now, after having spent 6 months with everyone, I now have friends all over Canada that I'll always be able to revisit and talk to. So that was the best part, meeting the people.
Katimovic has been around since the 70s and has still been able to maintain its popularity. The application for Katimovic is very and open for people ages 17 to 21. This is Michelle Grace reporting for Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Jeff Mosher.